KXRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Significant snowfall across parts of the Northeast, while the Pacific Northwest could see another round of deadly ice. Storms over the past couple of weeks have blasted much of the country with high winds and snow, ice, and sub-freezing temperatures blamed for at least 45 deaths. Meanwhile, the bad weather is bringing out a spirit of volunteerism.
Multiple deaths have been linked to a storm system that blanketed the United States with snow, ice, and bitter cold temperatures. In Tennessee, Will Compton, who's an outreach specialist for Open Table Nashville, was out canvassing the city's downtown.
People who are poor and people who are homeless are getting hit the hardest. Branches of the public library have been closed, which is an essential day shelter.
62-year-old Aaron Robinson, who walks with a cane, caught a ride with Compton to a warming shelter.
It's all good, though. I mean, thank God for people that try to help people in the street, you know.
More wintry weather is expected. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNNews.com, the 51st Annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. steps off in a few hours.
This year's march is the second since the Supreme Court struck down Roe. Pro-life leaders celebrated that victory, but acknowledge the movement faces significant hurdles. In recent months, seven states, including Ohio, Kansas, and Kentucky, have voted to keep abortion access legal. March for Life President Jeannie Mancini has said the battle to build a culture of life is far from over. After a noon rally on the Washington Mall, participants will march to the Capitol building and Supreme Court.
That's correspondent Greg Clugston. Following his victory in Iowa, former President Trump says he fully expects a repeat performance in 4 days in the New Hampshire primary. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 206 points. This is SRN News. Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler of New York says America needs illegal immigration. Here's one reason why.
The fact is that the birth rate in this country is way below replacement level, which means our population is going to start shrinking. And the ratio of people on Social Security and Medicare is going to increase relative to the number of people supporting them.
Pro-life activist Jerry Boyer is shocked.
What's notable about that isn't that he wants more illegal immigration. What's notable is that he, a liberal Democrat, acknowledges that we have an underpopulation problem. So we don't face a population bomb. We don't need to shrink global population to sustainable levels. Our economy actually needed the 70 million people we've aborted since Roe.
In fact, the U.S. birth rate has been below replacement level for several years. No indication that will be changing anytime soon. Boyer made his comments on townhall.com. This is SRN News. NATO about to launch its biggest military exercises in decades.
Some 90,000 personnel are expected to take part in months of drills. Top officers say the drills are to show that the alliance can defend all of its territory up to its border with Russia. In the months before Russian troops went into Ukraine in February 2022, NATO began beefing up security on its eastern flank with Russia and Ukraine. It's the alliance's biggest buildup since the Cold War. In the exercises, troops will be moving to and through Europe until the end of May in what NATO describes as a simulated emerging conflict scenario with a near peer adversary. I'm Donna Water.
The Russians say a Ukrainian drone has struck an oil storage depot in western Russia. It was a big fire. Ukrainian forces have been extending their campaign of attacks on Russian soil. More details, SRNNews.com.